coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This message is titled Perfection and Excellence.
The number one thing that you're going to have to comprehend and apprehend for your absolute success is perfection. It's one of those things that people don't like to talk about. They don't like it because... Did you ever hear people say, nobody is perfect? Did you ever hear that? And everybody agrees. The moment it's said, I mean, you know, a lot of preachers say that. And they say, oh, no one is perfect. And then they say, are you perfect? And they go, no. Preacher says, oh, I'm not perfect either. So none of us is perfect. And so they all are very happy because, you know, no one is perfect. So then they say, we're all striving towards perfection. When are we going to get there? I say, well, when we get there, Jesus comes. Oh, you mean the day Jesus will come, the whole church will just suddenly be perfect at that moment? Is it a moment of perfection for everybody? What kind of perfection will that be then? I think that there'll be some people who are just giving their lives to Christ at the time Jesus shows up. What kind of perfection will they have? The Word of God is given to us to understand, to study it, understand it, and live by it. If you don't know what it says, you'll have a lot of assumptions in your life. And you struggle with failure after failure, failure after failure. You have a life that is inconsistent with what you believe. And there's where a lot of Christians live. They have a life that's inconsistent, a contradiction of their faith. And so they have this struggle all the time. You find yourself in that place, struggling with your faith, trying to believe. Trying to make it so. Oh God, my life is such a contradiction. But I believe. But look at me. What is the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Believing and faith are not the same.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 234 812 855-951-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Sorati Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.